Professor Schoonmaker, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Alyssa. I look forward to it.
Tell us a bit about your background in the field. Give us, you know, some context of your professional educational expertise.
I'm an alum of the program. In the early 80s and then the middle 80s, I took my degree out there and made something with it. My first job was with MTV in its glory days, the great cable network, and went from MTV to NBC Network and became part of the Olympic unit, the Olympic sports unit at NBC Sports. Soon after that, I got a call to come to Syracuse to sub for a professor, and I ended up staying. Now, this is my 30th year of substituting.
Oh, wow. What about your field do you feel is most exciting to you? What are the ways in which you feel the field is evolving?
I think the field, one of the most exciting parts about it is that it's changing every day. And I like change. I think it's a, you know, some things, you know, like making coffee, it's good that that doesn't change that much because you want to have a good cup of coffee. But entertainment and storytelling in business, those things change, and those things are, for me, they're more creative changes, and they're more fun for me. So I like that a lot. But also our field in entertainment is also a burgeoning and an exciting field, going through a golden age of sorts in terms of content and great work that's going on in every direction, and to be part of that excitement and preparing students to join that environment is very, very exciting as well.
Why should a prospective student consider Newhouse as opposed to any other graduate program?
Well, Newhouse has been in the business of especially graduate studies longer than most, much longer than most. And when you do something for a long time, you get better at it by default. So in a very basic way, it's a proven program. It's weathered the storm of changes of and generated consistent success. And so that people who come to be part of this program are not just part of the present, they're part of the past, and they're connected to that legacy of opportunities and relationships that go with a program that's been around for a long time.
Tell us about some of the courses students can expect to take in your program. Are there any that tend to be some of your favorites?
I think all of the instructors in the television, radio, film department have their favorite courses, but that might not mean much to a person listening, because it depends on what my thing is with respect to what a student's thing is. And that, I think, defines TRF as it's more of like a space station with supplies in it, various supplies, all the supplies you could possibly need and not need. There's television, radio, film, think of it as a collaborative hub where different interests plug in. People who might take classes with me would be in a television, scripted television production class, or a basic filmmaking class, but there are classes in sound and music, classes in editing, classes in screenwriting, production management, producing, directing, production design, all these kinds of things that I don't teach those classes are fascinating classes for people to take. And the reason why we have so many things there is that this is a collaborative field. So television, radio, film program is designed as a collaborative field that connects different interests to work together. And if you come here, the classes that you would take would be, you really have a very large opportunity to make your own curriculum fit your interests. And that is surrounded by some requirements that make sure that you're getting a broad exposure to all aspects of the field of entertainment media. But in the middle of all that, you make it point towards what you want to do. So the classes I'm excited about might be relevant to some people who are interested in those specific things, but this is a robust, collaborative, and diverse set of interests place that people come to find their own place. And it's about connecting to other people who do things that maybe you don't do, but you need them to do that.
Right. Every study has their own umbrella. Mm-hmm. What is the single best misconception about TRF, and how does a Newhouse education combat it?
Probably the simplest thing is that it's so much easier than it looks.
Right.
And making a film or making a television show, telling a great story, not easy, but so easy. It looks so easy. Mm-hmm. And that's because when you watch a good story or a great film or a good TV show, you're watching it backwards. You're watching it backwards from the way that it was made. Mm-hmm. And the way that it was made was not only made in a different direction. It starts from a feeling or a concept, a desire of a storyteller to share an experience. But it also is not common sense. The way that it's put together is not common sense. It's very difficult. The things that look very easy or a scene that seems very authentic, the more real it seems and the more easy it is to swallow, probably the harder it was to make. So there's this sort of gap between what it looks like, what it feels like as a consumer, which I think everybody's really good at when they come in, versus a maker. You have to unlearn everything, learn it in the other direction, like reciting the alphabet backwards really fast.
Right. What else would you like prospective students to know about Newhouse, Syracuse, your field?
In Newhouse, Syracuse, our field, whether we've been doing this for 100 years, I think it's closer to 75 or 5, it's about results, that this program is about results. None of it matters. The school colors, how great our basketball and football teams are, how many friends you make, all that. It doesn't matter if it doesn't connect to some sort of result. And that's what we're all thinking about here. That's all what we're all working on, no matter what courses you take, no matter what your interest is, that we are thinking about and preparing for results, that this ends up somewhere. So our time with students is spent towards generating results and helping students get those results from this program. And that's what we assume that they're here for.
Right. And actually, one more question for you, and it probably should have been the first question, but a lot of students,
orange,
especially...
My favorite color, right?
A lot of students, especially in their undergrad, they don't know what they want to do. And they probably start out, like, for example, I started out pre-med. And then I didn't switch to a journalism communications major until the end of my sophomore. So, when did you know what you wanted to do? Like, that you wanted to go into communications field and all of that?
Yesterday. I was pretty sure I wanted to be a teacher and come to work Friday morning nice and early. And it changes in life. We don't look at what you want to do as a finite or answerable question. It is a dynamic question that is always asked and edited, changed, revitalized, given up on, whatever. It is as exciting and interesting and volatile as life itself. So, but, you know, that being said, there's still directions that it goes in that are very helpful. And one of the most difficult things for grad students is to actually make a decision or figure something out. So I'm talking out of both sides of my mouth here. I'm saying that it always changes and it's a very dynamic thing, and yet you still have to decide it. So to develop that skill in that confidence in deciding what's in front of you, in taking it on with everything you've got, very, very important.
Right.
But knowing that you're not sentencing yourself to a life sentence of doing this thing, it will change. Your involvement with it will change. Your life around it will change. And those things are alterable given the future ahead of you. And but what we'll work on while you're here is to exercise decision making and working with what you've got in front of you. Let's make a decision for the next year, in the near term, and get you used to doing that so that you have a coherent approach to what you're doing. And when it comes to results, you have to at least fake that. You have to, even if you don't know in your heart 100% this is what you want to do, you have to be prepared to do something. It's never going to be 100%. And so knowing that it isn't something that is 100% and you'll know beyond a shadow of a doubt and will lock in for life, you can still go forward with it. And so when it comes to students who don't really know what they want to do, we're going to help them figure it out for now and act on it in a way that generates results that they can build upon and change if they want.
And like you said in the beginning, everything's evolving. So
everything's evolving. You're entering into change, which will be another factor in evolving that. My son is a rower, and one of his exercises he brags about and has the most fun with is his coach makes him sit on a medicine ball, balance on it, And then once he does that, he throws a ball, a really hard ball at him that makes him catch it while he's balancing, and he falls over. But eventually, you can learn to balance and catch a ball. In other words, you can catch a ball while you're balancing. That's kind of what it's like to work in turbulent change. You can be okay with everything changing around you, everything tilting around you. You can keep your balance and catch a ball at the same time. And that kind of is the way it's like when you're trying to figure yourself out, when everything is changing, multiple forces operating. You can still make decisions and you can still get results. But we need to help make you comfortable with an uncertain environment. And that's okay. That's okay that you're trying to balance the same time as you're trying to catch.
That's how you grow.
That's how you grow.
Well, thank you, Professor Schoonmaker, for joining us on New Health Insider and sharing your experience and advice with us.
I'm very glad I got the chance to do it. Thank you for having me, Alyssa.
If you're a prospective student or just want to learn more about the TRF department or any of our graduate programs, visit www.newhealthinsider.com.